Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kendi, identified as Hunter Turbush, was reported missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m. Barefoot except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kendi Fire Officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and a Tuscola County canine aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relative lived in Pinnebog. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found Turbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he walked approximately 5 miles from Kendi to Pinnebog and was cited for minor consumption of alcohol before being left to sober up at his relative's residence. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has formally notified Five Below of alleged pricing violations at nearly 20 stores statewide, citing scanner overcharges and unclear price displays. The notice follows findings from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, which recorded 30 instances of noncompliance with state pricing laws since June. MDART inspectors documented repeated cases where items marked at $5 were charged up to $7 at checkout, with at least 8 stores affected in October alone. Five Below had pledged to audit its pricing and retrain staff, but regulators say violations persist. The retailer must meet with the Attorney General's office by December 15th to arrange a compliance agreement or face possible fines and legal action. Consumers are urged to check register prices and may file complaints with the Michigan AG's Consumer Protection Team. And the 4-H team is considering bus transportation for youth attending MSU Extension Days scheduled for June 24th to 26th in 2026 and is seeking input from families to help them gauge interest. Families are encouraged to complete a brief survey using the provided link. Your feedback is important to determining the transportation options for this educational event. The key details, the event is the MSU Exploration Days, June 24th through 26th of next year. The purpose, assess interest in bus transportation for youth participants. In the action, complete the short survey via the provided Google Form link, and participating in the survey will help 4-H make informed decisions on transportation logistics for next year's event. And that link I was referring to is actually in that news story on our website at thumbnet.net. When we come back after the Sure Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Sure Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Sure Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Sure Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Sure Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Sure Family Pharmacy have you covered, with 4 locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Sure Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news. In Ohio, a police officer has been placed on administrative leave following an incident in which he shot an unarmed man multiple times during a traffic stop. Local authorities and state investigators have opened a probe into the encounter, with community advocates calling for transparency and urgent release of body cam footage. The case has renewed discussions around law enforcement training standards and protocols governing use of force situations in America policing. And in our international news, South Korea's former president Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted on new charges tied to an investigation into the alleged cover-up of a Marine's drowning incident. Prosecutors accused Yoon's associates of manipulating key elements of the case, while his defense team has dismissed the charges as politically motivated. The indictment underscores an ongoing battle over government accountability in South Korea. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get the full stories of, your news, weather, obituaries, and more right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.